This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Compelling information. I must disclose to you that if something comes across my screen has anything to do with farming, that becomes the most compelling story, and people chuckle at that. But it is, we're faced with so many things, and I want to bring you up to date on a couple of items. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on food and where it comes from, and the weather. A lot of talk this week about the hurricane, a lot of talk about the last hurricane, a lot of talk about the weather, climate change, all of that stuff, and we find it affecting our lives. So I want to give you something to really think about. Not that this is anything you do something about, but it's something that maybe it doesn't make me relax any when I think of our food supply, but it does sort of make sense. So here we have this concern about the weather and what it does to our lives. What we don't think about is what it does to the food supply. And I have been thinking about this the last 24 hours. I do a program and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, and you can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The question comes on how we are able to support ourselves. We grow lots of food. We feed lots of people. But years like this affect our ability to grow enough food to feed ourselves. And if the situation continues to develop the way that it is, and I'm not saying this, I don't want you to run and jump off of a pier or a 10-story building, but if the weather situation for, let's say, me in my area, the Northeast, for farmers doesn't change, and we continue to have summers like we've had, which basically have been more wet than dry, moisture is very important to make things grow. Too much of it rots the food, and that's what we're seeing right now. From the Carolinas all the way up through the Delmarva into New York, Pennsylvania, New England, food is literally rotting on the ground because there's so much moisture and you can't get out. I can't make any hay to feed my cows because I need 2 days, this time of year three, and I just looked at the long-range forecast. There isn't even 2 days, never mind three, where we'll see the sun. I lost 1,000 bales of hay the other day because the rain came in 4 or 5 hours before it was supposed to, according to all the forecasts. I get down to the hour by hour because it's that difficult to get this stuff done. So understanding what the farmer faces and then what you will face when you go to the store and have to pay more money for food, I saw something that also hit me right between the eyes, and it ought to hit you. The quality of food that's being grown in our country and around the world in terms of whether you can rely on it for any nourishment has depleted or decreased so much in the past 10, 12, 15 years because of the impact of things like Roundup and Monsanto and the things that they're allowing or encouraging people to use to grow bigger crops and have the food look better. But what's in it? If you're not eating organic food, you are destroying your body. That's not a sales pitch for me. It's just I see it because I look at all the ag papers, and there are certain now divisions even there because some farmers think that Monsanto is great because it allows them to grow more food. Well, maybe it does allow you to grow more food, but you're growing crap. You're growing things that hurt people, not help people. So you can sell more now and make more money, but in the long run, people are going to wise up that you can already see it in the amount of interest there is, and even the regular grocery store. Never mind an outfit like Whole Foods that supposedly is more identified, although I'm questioning that since Bezos took it over. It's not the store it used to be. But there are stores, local stores, organic or green grocers, that sort of thing. If you want the best health for you and your family, then you better be looking to that kind of food. And if you don't care, then you don't care. It's one of those things. But, excuse me, there is a lot of stuff around today that makes you wonder, if you think about it, what the future is for our children. I worry about that for my grandson, frankly, what it is that we're going to be feeding him and his generation, because the onslaught, the money that's spent by the Monsantos of the world to influence not only how things are grown, but what we buy, what we eat. It really is challenging.
So what do you suggest, I guess, to families that are trying to make it, and when organic products are more expensive and they don't have that money in their food budget, what are they supposed to do? Those people aren't necessarily bad. They're not bad parents. But how do you rally against a big machine that's trying to make other food less expensive and some other food more expensive?
That's the question.
And that's the reality, because it is a lot more expensive, especially in some areas, to get all organic stuff.
Yep, it sure is. I don't have an answer to that, Jennifer, other than trying to have, if we've become so darn dependent on the government, to have the government subsidizing the growth of good food rather than the growth of any food. That may be a step in the right direction. Education is first. Yes, you got to be able to afford it, and lots of people can just barely afford to put food on the table for their families. Got it. And so I don't have an answer for that, other than, and I don't, you know me, I don't like the government involved in anything. But they're so now inculcated in our lives, they're so, it's there, and we can't get away from it. So spend the money for something good, instead of all of this money that's being wasted on bad programs and corrupt. It's just, you know, it's really down to the basics now. And I think that is across the board. I think we're down to basic stuff. We have co-opted ourselves, and we've corrupted ourselves to the point where the systems are beginning to break down. You can see it all across the board. And that's one of the reasons that people are angry. They don't know where to channel their anger, so they vote for guys like Trump. And they think that'll fix it. Well, Trump's ideas may go a long way to fixing it, but because his personality is what it is, it makes it difficult for people to get behind him that might otherwise get behind him and see some of this stuff fixed. It's just very frustrating, because we're spending so much of our time and energy pursuing things that aren't going to help in the basic sustainability of life department. And so I look at this, I look at the weather, I look at Monsanto, I look at the things that are being done, and because I'm so close to it, it is one of the things that really bothers me. And you can tell in my voice, it troubles me greatly. And especially now, I'm looking at the weather forecast. I only got another month maybe of weather to be able to get done what I haven't done all summer. And all my friends who are farmers are all in the same boat. They can't get things done because you can't get onto the land because it's so damn wet. So, anyway, I thought you would enjoy something, or not enjoy, but benefit from. I noticed something on the other side, Jennifer. Californians are voting on whether to have certain farm animals bred for food, and the business about... This has happened here in Massachusetts. It's happened a lot of places. More space, no cages, more natural habitat, if you will. So the cage-free movement has taken hold in California. Require egg laying.
California farmers won't be able to compete with the rest of the country.
It may. But the idea here, as crazy as California is, this is something I've been behind for a long, long time. This is the way I raised my heifers.
Doesn't it have to be for everybody, though? Otherwise, you kind of handicap an industry pretty much, right?
It depends on what, again, we're back to the food conversation, what you want for quality of the food. The animals that are raised in these closed environments are usually not too well. They're not too healthy.
But then you have to have government inspectors come in, and you didn't like that when you were doing raw milk, right?
No, I didn't like it at all, because I knew what I was doing. And I resented somebody coming in to tell me what I was doing wrong when they didn't know what I was doing wrong. So
This is another one of those conundrums
here, though. Like, if you want animals that are humanely raised and not locked in a cage, and if you've ever seen some of the videos, it's horrendous.
Well, some of it is, but some of it's overdone. Some of it's been exaggerated, Victoria, but some of it is pretty bad. Yeah.
Well, I used to go to high school right near a veal farm, and I saw every day. It made me so sick to my stomach. It's why I don't eat beef. The little baby calves chained to outdoor dog houses, and they couldn't even turn around. So, and that was in Connecticut on a beautiful rolling farm. So that wasn't even a factory farm. So I can't even imagine what the conditions are in an actual factory farm. That's worse.
I had a for the calves that were born and raised on my farm. We never lost a calf because we knew how to take care of them. I had a greenhouse. I would put the hutches in there so they'd be protected from the sun. And then we'd give them a space outside of the calf hutch where they could run around, because that's what calves like to do, like little puppies. They want to run around in circles.
Right, and veal calves.
And that gives them the exercise that they need.
They have a big chain around their neck, and they're not allowed to move.
Well, in some cases, not all the farms do that. But, that's how they kept them, because they were too lazy to put a fence around.
Well,
that's
no,
right. They put a fence around the area.
No, but for good veal, they don't want the calves to move around, because more muscle equals tougher meat.
That's
why they're chained.
Yep.
So people need to know exactly, what they're getting and why animals are treated that way. So you have more tender meat. Like, that's the whole, that's the reason they do it. It's
Proposition 12 is on California's ballot this November. There's some information for you to think about. 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site, with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb, or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Happy about this.
I am.
I mean, a lot of people are happy about this because a lot of people still like the New Kids on the Block. And you say, is that Danny, Donnie there? That sounded like Donnie.
It sounded like it.
Yeah. It's such an interesting thing to visualize him as Danny. That's why I said Danny, because the character he plays on Blue Bloods is Danny Reagan, the son of the police commissioner and a detective on the New York City Police Department. And yet, his persona in New Kids on the Block is so different. Anyway, they announced their new arena tour called The Mixtape. Same time, they dropped a new throwback track called 80s Baby, which is what you're listening to. I kind of like this. What about it, ladies? You like it or not?
I love it. I was really excited to hear about the mixtape tour with Salt-N-Pepa, too.
Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, all on the 2019 tour. The mixtape tour will be a 53-city, three-month journey across North America. So that'll take pretty much all the time that Donnie has during the seasons. You know, when they tape, they're usually about 3 months ahead. What you see has been done 3 months ago. And so you get done with that, you get done with all of their work probably in March, and then they get ready to go on the road in April. So this is kind of cool. Actually, the mixtape begins May 2nd in Cincinnati, ends on July 14th in Hollywood, Florida. That's about right. They start shooting about the end of July. So, are we excited? I actually would go see this, I think.
They do a great show. They're so much fun in concert. And for people my age that grew up with them, there's such a sense of nostalgia, and the girls are going crazy, and it's a lot of fun.
Ah. All right, DJ V time is 25, almost 26 past the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now enjoying the music of Lauren Alena, who has released a new song invoking the biggest stars of the decade. She was born in the 90s, so her latest single is called Ladies in the 90s. Song is the Georgia Native's first new music since releasing Road Less Traveled it was actually last year. I included a number one song from Ladies in the 90s. I was born in 94. Daddy drove a beat-up Ford, she sings in the opening line. Along the way, she pays tribute to the women and songs that basically inspired her, I suppose, influenced her. Deanna Carter's Strawberry Wine, Britney Spears' Baby One More Time, TLC's No Scrubs, Faith Hill's Breathe, and the Dixie Chicks' Cowboy Take Me Away. She fondly recalls, Lauren Elena does, the way hearing so many women on the radio inspired her to sing when she was young, how she wishes she could somehow revive that. She said many women are struggling to get their songs played on country radio. That seems to be something that we hear more and more and more as there are more women involved, and maybe it's part of the Me Too movement in a strange way. She scored her first number one song, Lauren did, with Road Less Traveled, and then a second as the guest on Kane Brown's What Ifs. After wrapping up her supporting duties on Jason Aldean's High Noon Neon Tour, she set to join Cole Swindell and Dustin Lynch for the Reason to Drink another tour. So, what do we know about her other than the obvious, ladies?
She's on American Idol.
Yeah, and new and up and coming talent.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think she went on the road with Blake Shelton. Even though
she did, she also.
Him, right?
I just saw her. She's on the road with Jason Aldean right now. So she's definitely been an opening act, and she's had some hits. I think American Idol is probably her biggest claim to fame.
Because that's where she came from. That's how she was discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Because I even
she was in Scotty McCreary season, wasn't that right?
I think so. That sounds right on there. Yeah.
I recognize her name. All right, well, good luck to her and good luck to you. Have a wonderful time if you're leaving us. But I don't think you should because there's lots more to come here. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof, and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, now with 125-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way. And, we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not or anything like that. So we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly. And that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced, but it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now. This is the DJ V program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, looking around for some things. I've been cleaning out some old material, and I just saw a press release the first 3 months that I was on in Eugene, Oregon, which was eons ago, KUGN. There was a headline from the station and the local media: Doug Steffen beats Art Bell in first book. The book is the rating book. I got a kick out of that. It was a long time ago. I think
pretty
it was
sure
even before you, Jennifer.
Art Bell, actually.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. All right, before we get to people in the news, here's a study that's out this week. The biggest man-made contaminant in the world. What do you think? You've probably all seen this. So for this is the question for those listening as you muse over what is. We talk a lot about plastic, the straws, the bags. But the number one man-made problem as far as contamination is concerned are cigarette butts. Cigarette butts. How to dispose of them. Not regulated. People flip those dastardly, dirty things out of their window of their car. They walk down the street. They put them on the street and just put them on. They just leave them there. I think it's disgusting.
Well, and they wash into drains and into the waterways. And
right. That's so it.
And we do beach cleanups, and it's just cigarette butts. And that's like the number one thing that we try to get so it doesn't go into the ocean.
They don't decompose.
No.
There are...
Fish eat them. It's disgusting.
5.6 trillion cigarettes with filters that are smoked every year. And two-thirds of them, think about that, 5.6 trillion cigarettes, and two-thirds of them are dumped irresponsibly or just left in the ground, as you suggested. People don't even think about it. The rain comes along, washes them into the sewer. The sewer goes out into the waterways. The waterways go out into the ocean. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do about this? Well, this fellow that's found this new campaign, a professor named Thomas Noveny, says the filters provide no health benefits. Rather, they serve as a marketing tool. That's very interesting. You see those old, remember, well, you don't remember when you were kids. I was actually talking to my sister and my son's here for a few days with his girlfriend, so we had dinner at my sister's house last night, and we were talking about the family tree and the people in our family who used to smoke, which pretty much was everybody. And they smoked these Pall Malls and Chesterfields and Lucky Strike. You might as well open up your body or stick something into your vein. And if you want to kill yourself, okay, there you go. Why not do it a little quicker? Tobacco companies still say, well, you know, this is some people like to smoke. Yeah, okay, I don't want to. I have an asthmatic condition that's developing in me because of the secondhand smoke I was around as I grew up as a kid. So at what point, and I don't like the government regulating stuff, but I will tell you, in this circumstance, there's got to be maybe a better educational tool used, whether it's in school. I remember the science teacher, when we were in elementary school, it may have been junior high, I can't remember, brought in a box that was filled with tobacco products and had a plastic cover, you know, how they used to, as a display, kind of like a science project. And it would it showed you what happened, the various stages to the various things in your body that were affected by the smoke, whether you were smoking or whether you were getting the smoke from the secondhand source. Anyway, because the tobacco companies are so strong, there have been attempts to pass legislation to fix this kind of stuff or to get rid of filters or do whatever, but they failed because lawmakers get millions. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in campaign contributions from the tobacco industry. So those of you who are voting, all of us, I hope, next month, look, and I'm an advocate, as you've heard me say how many times before, have these guys wear jackets like the people at NASCAR do so you can see who's paid into their campaigns. You know who they're really fighting for. They aren't fighting for you. Boy, isn't that awful, though? Think about the cigarette butts. And the impact that they have on society. All right, let's do some names in the news. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready. Well, listen to that enthusiasm, folks. So, Patrick J.
Enthusiasm.
Patrick J. Adams, who was a star on Suits, was married to Meghan Markle. Remember? You remember Meghan Markle?
Yeah, we remember her.
Yeah. Anyway, he's now a father. His wife is an actress. I wonder if she's related to the producer, Belisario.
It's his daughter.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it Troyan? Is that how you pronounce it?
Troyan, yep.
Troyan, yeah. Got their first child, baby girl. Here's what Patrick posted. The world just got 8 pounds heavier. What a great way of putting it. Thank you to everyone who fought for and protected our privacy during this incredible and beautiful time in our lives. I couldn't be more excited to bring a baby girl into the world at this moment. We'll raise her to be a powerful person, always speak her mind and heart, and to live without fear. It's a brand new day and a brave new world, and they are both beautiful. See, that's the attitude, that's the approach, it seems to me, parents ought to have when they bring a new child into the world. This couple met in 2009, working on a play, sharing a romantic night. they came to call Fort Day. And Troyan said, quote, "He invited me over to his apartment where he had built us a pillow fort. He stapled sheets and Christmas lights to the ceiling. We shut the door and to the world outside. The world went away. We didn't answer our phones. And over pancakes and movies, long late-night conversations and sleep, we got to know each other a little bit better. It was the first Fort Day. 7 years later, they got engaged on Fort Day, which came to be an annual tradition for them. They tied the knot in a ceremony in Northern California in December a couple of years ago with a bunch of forts. They made sort of a fort, it looks like. Guests stayed in these forts that they had made up there for a couple of nights. So nice, a nice insight into a fellow. I think he's very likable. I'd never seen him before, although he's been in a lot of different shows and movies and things. He was outstanding, I think, in Suits. And he was married to Meghan Markle. And speaking of Meghan Markle, her half-sister is at it again, ladies.
Oh, God.
Doesn't
she just... Don't these people go away at some point?
No.
Samantha Grant is her name.
No, they're getting
closer to her now. Yeah. She's in London, apparently, to try to see her sister and mend family discord. She was photographed outside the palace with a male companion handing a letter to a guard.
She got denied at Kensington Palace,
right.
I guess.
Yeah,
and then she
right.
tried to go to Buckingham Palace, too, and that yeah. didn't work. But you know what? Maybe
Twitter.
Samantha, maybe your sister would respond to you if you stopped doing interviews where you bash her and call her horrible nicknames like the Dutch ass.
Yeah.
I didn't know what she called her.
Really? The Dutch ass?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Great. There
what a family.
Oh, lovely. God. All right. I want to say hello to a lady who's been very nicely connecting with us for a while. Her name is Mary Lou Hoffmaster. Mary Lou wrote this. Let's see. "Hi, I listen to you as I drive to work every day. I listen to Imus in the morning until he retired. I'm glad that you took over his time slot. You three are a great team. I'm a retired lady truck driver. Loved to listen to the radio. When I was driving 18 years all over the USA, I was listening. Keep up the good work, and we in Maryland bless you all." I thought that was very sweet.
Wow, that's so nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Thank
that's
you.
Very, very sweet. Thank you, Mary Lou. And
so
may
nice.
May the force be with you. 43 past the hour here on the DJV program.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts.
Aww.
Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast.
It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, more people in the news. The Pope has ordered a Vatican investigation into ex-Cardinal McCarrick. Thorough study is what he calls it, into the archives over the conduct of ex-Cardinal McCarrick. Vatican said in a statement that it will look at this study along with information gathered during a previous investigation of McCarrick. McCarrick is a bad man. This is bad for the Catholic Church, this kind of stuff. He was removed from public ministry last summer, you may remember, after an investigation found credible allegations that he had sexually abused a teenager decades ago. Does it ever stop? Does it go? Does it filter into the fabric of
one.
All of our lives?
The problem is it may have stopped right now, but the problem is you're dealing with so many old allegations now that it wouldn't have the appearance that it's ever stopped.
No. No. That's right. And that's what people... It's all about appearances, Jennifer. You're right about that. Barbara Bush, not the grandmother, but the former first daughter, has married her boyfriend. His name is Craig Coyne, daughter of George W. Laura, married her screenwriter boyfriend over the weekend. Her twin sister, Jenna, served as matron of honor. So if you're married, you're a matron. If you're single, you're a maiden, right? Is that what it is?
Maid of honor.
Maid of honor, yeah. Isn't that nice that I figured that out all by myself?
Impressive.
Pretty cool, huh?
For your next trick, what do you do?
The two of you. All Victoria does is sit there and does her from whatever it is. I can't mimic what she does when she hears me do something like that. Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
I'm just and laughing at you.
I know you were. Of course you were laughing at me. It's one of the joys of your life.
Oh, it is.
It's okay. It's all right. Then Jennifer comes up with some snarky comment. Nice going.
Just then for your next trick, whatever.
Yeah. Barbara wore a Vera Wang ivory dress for the ceremony.
It was not nice.
I hate
to be snarky. I think people are lovely on their wedding day, but...
I didn't think it was very flattering on her. No. She's so thin. The dress looked like it was just kind of hanging off of her.
Why do people get so...
But congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got married in Maine and Kennebunk.
Have a sandwich on your honeymoon.
Right.
And a hamburger. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The DJV program, 53 after the hour. There's a new online survey by the Cohen Veterans Network and the National Council for Behavioral Health that finds, despite increasing demand, a lack of awareness of services and social stigma around seeking mental health care still persists in our country. So why is that? Is it the lack of access due to cost? Is it limited resources? Is it funding? Is it social stigma? Securing an appointment, is it difficult? Welcome both of you, Dr. Hassan and Dr. Rosenberg. So the stigma here, this is a real... It is something that's pervasive and has been for, I don't know, centuries, maybe as long as men and women have been wandering around the planet. There have been obvious examples of people who are not able to cope. Mental illness has become more and more of a problem because we seem to discount it, or we do tend to not give it credence. So the Cohen's Veterans Network and the National Council for Behavioral Health are doing what as a result of the survey that you conducted?
Hi, Doug. You're spot on with everything you said and all of the above. And we, in our experiences, Linda and I, have traveled across the country and we've spoken with patients who tell us the exact same thing. Access to care is difficult. Paying for care is difficult. It limits their ability to get care. You talk to providers who are, frankly, high caseloads, low reimbursement, and are burnt out. You talk to CEOs running these health systems, mental health systems, and they're struggling to keep their doors open. So there's a huge demand. We do have stigma, but I think what we're lacking is available resources, being able to access care when you need it. And that's why we conducted this study. We wanted to hear from Americans across the country, what are the attitudes towards mental health and what kind of access challenges are they facing? And Linda?
And you know, people like you, Doug, really have made a difference. There is far less stigma than there was. In fact, what the survey found is 6 out of every 10 Americans has looked for or gotten care for themselves or someone they loved, and 76% of Americans now understand that mental health is as important as physical health. And the younger you get, the more likely you are to talk about your problems and to look for treatment for those problems. That's a sea change in our culture. Now it's about, can we make care available?
I have been very upfront with my audience for years and years and years. I've had mental therapy, if you want to call it that. I tend to look at it the exact same way. I started getting annual physicals when I was 24 years old and have never gone a year without getting at least one complete physical. We've all experienced trauma. We've experienced fear. We've experienced things that have created horrible vacuums in our lives and have shaken us to the core. And if you try to work your way through that by yourself, it's not going to be very productive. So that's why I believe as much as I do in therapy. The mind is just as important as your body. I don't understand why people, or where the poo-poo has come in. Why is it so difficult for people? Maybe your survey explains or helps us understand this. Why is there such a stigma attached on getting mental health?
I think it's not less the stigma now because of people like you, and it's more where to go and how to pay for it. People don't understand that insurance should be treating mental illnesses the same way as physical illnesses. That's the law. They don't understand that for veterans, there are the Steve Cohn clinics being established in communities with high concentrations of veterans, and that we're working with Congress and the administration to establish certified community behavioral health clinics in every community. Those are important. And the other thing people can do is take a mental health first aid course, which will teach them about mental illnesses and where locally they can go and get some help right now.
All right, so mental health first aid, where do we get that? Where do we go for more of what you just suggested?
You can go to thenationalcouncil.org and get information on our website, as well as
you can go to the CohenVeteransNetwork.org and learn about how Mr. Cohen is using philanthropy to really reduce barriers to care and create great access for veterans and their families.
Yeah, there's a lot been done by Cohen Veterans Network, I know, is, and maybe that's the part of the solution is have private acknowledgement and funds put into it as well as public. Anthony Hassan is the Chief Executive Officer and President of Cohen Veterans Network. Linda Rosenberg is President and CEO of the National Council for Behavioral Health. Something very important to focus on mental health here on the DJB program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.